y'all while y'all looking for that. How many folks have been talking about this series? When you leave here, the world says versus what the word says. Everybody should want to know. Everybody should want to know, especially the church, because we are faced with issues daily. Amen. The seventh chapter of the book of Matthew, starting with the very first verse. It reads, "Do not judge so that you will not be judged. For by the standard you judge, you will be judged. And the measure you use will be the measure you receive. Why do you see the speck in your brother's eye, but fail to see the beam of wood in your own? Or how can you say to your brother, 'Let me remove the speck from your eye,' while there is a beam in your own? You hypocrite, first remove the beam from your own eye, and then you can see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye." And the King James reads it like this: "Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but consider not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to the brother, 'Let me pull out the mote out of thine eye,' and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye." What the world says versus what the word says as it relates to judging one another. This is one of the topics that was placed in the sermon box. And every time I get one of those topics, I will let you know when it is one of y'all's selections. Amen? And someone asked a question about how should we be judging others. Do not judge so that you will not be judged. For by the standard you judge, you will be judged. The measure you use will be the measure you receive. Now, we all act like we have a degree in judging folk. Because the one thing that we do more than anything else is judge. We judge with the audacity, like all of our stuff is clean. You know who you are. You've already judged this morning, and it ain't even 12 o'clock noon yet. But you done judged something that you didn't like or that didn't set well with you, or you felt like somebody else should have done, but you've already made some judging or some judgments among people. Somebody ain't wearing what they should be wearing. Somebody got too much makeup on. Somebody ain't got their clothes properly tucked. Somebody didn't say what they were supposed to say in Sunday school. Who they think they are? Who she thinks she is? How he gonna act like this? I just seen him last night. Well, if you saw him last night, I gotta ask you where you were. But we quick to judge. As if we got some kind of open room on judgments this morning. All throughout church history, I think this has been an issue. That's why churches have fallen for folks judging. I look at how membership comes and membership goes. The majority of the reasons why membership goes, other than being mad at the pastor for just telling the truth, is because folks next to them keep judging them. People say, "Well, look at her. Dress too short, too much revealed in the front, and things just ain't right with her. Just because your dress is long and your front is covered up. And there are several reasons why you might be talking about them. Number one, you might not have what they have. And so you mad because you can't flaunt what you don't have. But what I'm saying is that it's not the spiritual aspect in which you are judging. You're sitting there from your own insecurity judging someone to the point where it makes you feel uncomfortable. Well, that's not how you judge. Is it right to judge? Absolutely. But in a certain manner. In a certain way that's profitable for all. In other words, if you are to judge, your judge is not judgmental. And is not over the type or over the top in that statement. Look at this. To be discriminating and critical is necessary. To be hypercritical is wrong. One should avoid saying what is untrue, unnecessary, and unkind. When we judge, that's where we are. Because I don't know anybody who's better than anybody.
All right.
I know right now we're in the midst of this whole Bishop Long scandal. But as Christians, do we act like the world? The answer would be no, but we have. I've seen communication and chit-chat all over the place about how wrong he is and what he's done when don't nobody know what the truth is. The bottom line, as Christians, when a situation is presented of that magnitude, there are more than one hurt party. The bishop and those who are bringing the accused. All needs prayer at this time in their lives. So we don't need to be spitting judgment, but saying, Lord, help fix that situation. Yeah. Number one, if he is wrong, fix it. Yeah. If they wrong, fix it. Yeah. If they ain't wrong, help them to be able to cope and to deal. But we're so busy getting involved, and there they go again. Yeah. Church folk. Yeah. Christians, so-called. Yeah. Time I turn around, they doing the wrong thing. And you sitting there as Christians, I'm like, yeah, I know. I don't know. We ain't over this side. Well, to say that is saying you're doing the same thing. Yeah. So we must be careful when we do what? Judge others. Yeah. Unless the Bible is telling us it's untrue. Yeah. Yeah. It says, why do you see the speck in your brother's eye? And I like this translation actually better than King James because a mote seems to be bigger. We'll talk about far as translation and understanding that particular word, but here is a speck in your brother's eye. Why, you got a beam in yours.
All right. All right.
Last I checked, a speck was smaller than a beam. Yeah. Y'all know what a big wooden beam is, right? And so here you are calling somebody else out, and your stuff is more raggedy. You know, they say, you know, you game recognize game. So mess recognize mess. So you bark the loudest when you pointing at somebody else, only because you know it, because you living like it. But don't nobody know yet about you. And ain't nobody seen your closet. You know how they say sometimes you might want to just keep your closet closed.
Uh-huh. All right.
See, when you start judging others, you open the door for your closet to be open. And as soon as your closet get open, bones start falling out left and right. So it is prudent for us to be careful about who we talking about. Especially as Christians. Amen?
Amen?
We have a higher calling. We have a better authority. We have a moral obligation. We have a spiritual obligation to make sure that if we should judge, that we judge in love out of a spiritual necessity versus our own insecurities. That woman who so-called don't have the right appropriate dress for church. Let me tell you something. Anytime somebody come to church, they appropriately dressed. May not be what you holier than thou folks consider to be appropriate. But the bottom line is, if they walk through that door with a short skirt on, Hopefully by the time they leave, they'll come back with a long one. Men don't make people change. The word of God causes folks to change. So you can talk about them all you want, but all you're going to do is push an individual seeking something from God out the door because they don't have time to deal with your judgmental attitude. Then you wonder why folks ain't coming to church. I come, but I don't want you looking at me like I'm crazy. I don't have, and see, here's the situation too. If you judging out of the love because you see something that's wrong, what are you doing to affect that change? Huh? See, I'm not going to tell somebody you dress wrong. I'm going to say, let's go hang out. All right? Let me find out what's going on in this person's life. See, we make judgments and we don't know what's going on. This may be the only outfits they ever had. This may be the way they was brought up based upon their family. This is considered fine. And here I come now trying to find God, and y'all tell me I look like a Jezebel. All right. Who are you? Remember, you once was where I was. You didn't walk in here with a long dress on. You didn't walk in here buttoned all the way up to your collar. When you came through, you probably looked the same way. The problem is as the word of God got inside of you, something began to stir up, and you began to look in the mirror and say, look, I think I'm better than this. I don't need no man to define how I look. If I look at the word of God and I look into the mirror and I see that I am the image of God, then I begin to change based upon what God has placed in my heart. You can't tell me what I need to do. I remember when me and my wife first started dating, and my wife was from a hip-hop era, just like myself. But I had changed. I had started coming more into the so-called church world. But she was cussing up a storm. Oh, yeah. My wife, she was in it. And I'm sitting there like, Lord, are you sure you want me with this one? She kind of wild. She liked that group Onyx. I don't know if y'all remember Onyx. Did it? Let the boys be boys. Oh, yeah, I know where some of y'all come from. Some of y'all probably was in the club last night. But the thing is, I was trying to change. I said, look, baby, you say you Christian, and your mouth should be a little bit cleaner than that. You know, and I was sitting there trying to change her, trying to throw the spirit, trying to put Bible on and say, look, if you're going to be with me, you got to straighten up. You know, you got to change. You know, I don't need to hear none of that stuff coming out your mouth. And in essence, all I was doing was making her mad, and she kept attacking back at me. You can't change me. So I decided, well, look, let me let God, if God, you're going to put me together, then let me let God do what he do. Now, when the man part, because I was being judgmental as if I never cursed in my life. I was a cussing fool. I used the word in, I'm going to say, the R word for poo-poo. You know the S word? I would say in that after every sentence. One guy said, hey, Jay, you know you just used this word 15 times in your sentence, and your sentence wasn't but 7 words? But that was my conversation from the military. You know what I'm saying? I had assumed what they was doing, and it became a part of my speech, and it wasn't until the Spirit really began to stir in me to say, that's not how a man should be speaking. In other words, we have more articulation than that because, in essence, I lost all articulation. You can't speak, you can't talk without cussing, and the fact is, I let it roll out like it wasn't nothing. And I was a Christian. I was saved, born again. But I had assumed the role of what? The world. They say it's cool. It's a part of speech. That's how we talk. That ain't how a child of God talks. But I had to learn, and through studying and starting to read more, those words began to get cleaned up and began to come out of my vocabulary. But now that I was so righteous, I was attacking her for doing the same thing that I did, that nobody attacked me about. So I had to pray about this thing. I said, Lord, you handle it. And I tell you something, God do a much better job than we do. God straighten up stuff, and I ain't had to say nothing else. And it's because he did it, not because I did it. You know, because then I'd be saying, well, you know, I got you to stop cussing. You know that, right? Because I drove you crazy. I drove her crazy so much, she almost cussed me out. But it was God that made the change. So when you're ready to judge somebody, you know, first, let's get the beam of wood out of your eye. You're looking at a little speck. They got some little issue, and you got all these big issues covered up. See, that's what I hate about closets, too. You know, when you go to somebody's house, and they go and they show you their rooms, you know, when you go on a house tour. Yes, oh, this is a lovely house. Oh, wow. Ooh, look at the bedroom. And they go, yeah, this is my bedroom. This is my sitting room. That's the closet in there. They don't ever tell you, come on, let's take a trip through the closet. But in the closet, you got all your unmentionables and everything else in there, clean and unclean. In other words, whenever you see a room, that closet, whenever there's guests, the doors are always what? Because don't nobody want to see what? What's in the closet. I ain't never went to a house where the closet was just wide open. And you never will see that. But in the house of God, there should be no closed doors. There are no closets. There are no curtains. Everything should be open for what? Examination. And so if you coming to me and you judging me, I hope your stuff is good. But the Bible says, if not, if you judging me and yours ain't even right, then when it comes back after you, it's going to be a whole lot harder. So don't go around thinking that you got this thing locked down and got it covered because you read the word and you praying all the time and you in time, you in church on time on Sunday and you at Bible study, you at Sunday school. So what? Well, your stuff's still raggedy. Well, and I don't have to be in your life to know it. Well, because we are but flesh. Yeah. And every day you're going to battle with some fleshly stuff. Come on, now. The problem is you may say, well, his stuff ain't like mine. Yeah. And your point is what? I'm not a drug addict. I'm not an alcoholic. I'm not an adulteress. I'm not a fornicator. I'm not. Yeah, but you the biggest liar in the church. You think because you ain't sleeping with somebody else, wife, you can lie and you okay? You on the phone first thing in the morning, girl, guess what? Now, I don't know about them, but shoot, I know the Lord, he loved me, but I seen Sister So-and-so sleeping around with such and so-and-so. Well, what do you think you doing? Well, you ain't putting nothing good out into the atmosphere. Well, all your stuff is negative. You know why? Because you got mess that you can't even see. Come on. Look. We got folks in this church who will go out and make sure they let somebody else know about what somebody else did in the past. As if they need to know what the past was about. Yeah. I thought that when we accepted Christ, we became new creatures. The old things are what? Yeah. So why in the world do we keep bringing up old things in a new world? Yeah. At some point, you got to let it go. But the problem is, you got so much stuff in your past that keep popping up, you trying to let other folks remember their past because you ain't got rid of your past. And then you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye while the beam is in your own. The Bible says you hypocrite. First, remove the beam from your eye. And let me tell you what happens when you move the beam from your eye. While you removing the beam from your eye, you ain't got time to worry about that speck. Because it's going to take a surgical procedure to get the beam out of your eye. Come on now. In other words, you got to self-examine yourself before I put my position to be a judge over any of God's creation. I need to first look at myself. Then I need to go into some LASIK surgery under God's laser vision so he can remove the beam from out of my eye, so that not only I can begin to live a better life, but I can help others to live equally as good as me now that I'm beamless. It says, if you move the beam from your own eye, it says, then you can see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. In other words, God has put us in a position to live the lives that we live, not to satisfy ourselves, but to better ourselves and then help others to become better, not in a negative manner, but in a positive way, where we become brothers and sisters in Christ, all moving toward the same thing and not on separate sides of the house. Here's the holy side. Here's the unholy side. Here's the married woman. Here's the hookers. Here's the deacons. Here are the pimps. God said, no, bring it together. Man is man, woman. Why do you think that when they had the church service, or I talked about private schools to my son. Private schools or military, they do one thing that I think all public schools should do. They have uniforms. And the reason why they have uniforms is to get away of the stigma of the haves and the have-nots. When you come to school and you ain't got to worry about who has what on versus who has nothing on, if you come in the same thing that I come in, whether rich or poor, we all look alike. If we all look alike, then help. That's going to help us further our education, because we're no longer worried about how you look versus who. You got on holy shoes. He got on real expensive shoes. Now, if you have the same thing, you become uniform and you can walk together and learn better because you're not worried about some of those worldly things. Do we judge others? Let's look at ourselves first. And then if we are to judge, let us be under Christ, not under self. In other words, your judging is not based upon your own insecurities. It's based upon the love that you have for one another. So if I'm going to be judging into that aspect and there's somebody who I feel is not wearing what they should be wearing, then I'm going to find out, first of all, what's going on in their lives. Secondly, I'm going to make sure I go out and do a wardrobe change for them. I'm going to say, let's go shopping and let's get some stuff taken care of. That way, at least I'm not talking about the situation. I'm doing something about the situation. But now listen to this, and I want you to pay close attention. Just because you buy someone an outfit don't make them obligated to wear the outfit. In other words, you can only help the external. You can't change the internal. The only way you're going to affect the inside, it's about a lifestyle that you live and that you lead. And as long as God's word is first and foremost in your life, you got to make sure that whenever that person is with you, they see the God in you or the Jesus in me versus the devil in you. So while you can do stuff, that don't mean now you got the right to still be over somebody. Look, I didn't gave you a brand new outfit. Why you ain't wearing it? Because you still don't understand who I am yet and what I've been through. You trying to change me, and you don't have the power to change me. Just because you bought something don't give you the right to talk down to me. I got some issues. I may have been used. I may have been abused. You don't know what the situation is. So stop looking at my external and start focusing in on my eternal and leave it to God. But what I'm saying, in the process, show your love. Show your compassion. Show your understanding. And by all means, get the beam out your eye for you mess with somebody else's speck. Because Jesus himself said, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. So if Jesus had love, if Jesus had compassion, if he had all that stuff, and we are new creatures in him, then we should have or possess the same things that he possessed. Remember? If he made us in his image, so we are merely images of God himself, we then accepted him as our Lord and Savior. So now not only are we the image of him, but we possess the peace of him with inside of us. So therefore, we know how to walk and talk just like the Savior. Amen? So we don't have time to be judging folks from our own insecurities because we are unsure about ourselves. All we need to do is let go and let God. Live our lives in front of them the way we wish for them to live their lives. Let us be a beacon of light unto them instead of some blinders hiding behind the walls of religion and saying that I'm better than you because I've been on the journey longer than you or because I dress a certain way or I don't do the same sins you do or whatever this or whatever that. Sometimes come through the door, open up your closets, and let yourself be revealed. Do not judge so that you will not be judged. For by the standard you judge, you will be judged. And the measure you use will be the measure you receive. Why do you see the speck in your brother's eye, but fail to see the beam of wood in your own? How can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye, while there is a beam in your own? You hypocrite. First, remove the beam from your own eye, and then you can see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. The door of the church is open this morning. What the world says